This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Out of 7 multi-party delegations carrying the message of India's principled and resolute stand against terrorism, 4 delegations have now returned to India after concluding their successful visit to respective countries. The all-party delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde reached New Delhi this morning. They returned to India after visiting UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone. The delegation has returned after visiting Qatar, South Africa, Ethiopia and Egypt. The parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad is currently on its visit to the European Union headquarters in Brussels, Belgium. Meanwhile, the all-party delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor reached Washington, D.C. to meet members of the U.S. Congress and administration, think tanks, media and policymakers to brief them on Operation Sindoor and India's strong stand against terrorism. India's active COVID-19 cases have crossed the 4,000 mark, with Kerala remaining the most affected state, followed by Maharashtra, Gujarat and Delhi, according to the Union Health Ministry data released on Tuesday. There are 4,026 active cases in India and 5 fresh deaths have been reported in the last 24 hours. Since January this year, 37 deaths have been reported in the country. Presently, Kerala has 1,446 active cases, the highest in the country, followed by Maharashtra with 494, Gujarat with 397 and Delhi with 393 cases. In Assam, flood situation continued to remain grim, affecting over 6,30,000 people in 21 districts, with the death toll rising to 12 in the state. During the last 24 hours, 6 people had lost their lives in flood-related incidents across the state. More than 1,500 villages affected by flood and over 14,700 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the states. Assam continues to reel under severe flood for the last 1 week. The river Brahmaputra, Barak and other tributaries are flowing above danger level. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, nearly 40,000 people are in the 223 relief camps. The state government has engaged SDRF and NDRF teams for rescue operations. The BJP today hit out at Congress and senior party leader Rahul Gandhi over the alleged criticism of Operation Sindoor. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said that the way Rahul Gandhi compared the armed forces' success with the surrender is a clear insult to their valour and sacrifice. He questioned the Congress party, saying that after the 26/11 Mumbai attacks, the UPA government stated that the composite dialogue with Pakistan would not be affected by terrorist activities. Orange alert has been issued by Meteorological Centre Itanagar for Papumpare district, Arunachal Pradesh, for heavy rainfall, thunderstorm and lightning till tomorrow morning. Heavy rain is expected in Itanagar till tomorrow morning. The Indian Army's Spear Corps provided stationery items to children of the Zero Valley Primary School in Lower Subansiri district on Tuesday as part of its Operation Sadbhavna. It also set up 3 mobile toilet units to improve public hygiene and sanitation. Also, in a move to promote fitness and community well-being, open-air gym equipment were gifted to Zero Town. Through this initiative, the Spear Corps emphasized that the Army's role extends far beyond defense, encompassing social upliftment, public service and human connection. Itanagar Municipal Corporation Mayor Tame Fasang inspected the ongoing sewage treatment plant work here on Tuesday in the company of corporators and senior IMC officials, including the IMC commissioner. During his visit, Fasang urged the executing agency and the contractors at the STP site to adhere to the project timeline and to maintain the highest standards of quality and safety as per the prescribed norms. The mayor also highlighted the need for regular monitoring and close coordination between departments to avoid unnecessary delays. Royal Challengers Bengaluru have ended the 18-year wait for IPL title and finally clinched the trophy, beating Punjab Kings by 6 runs in last night. The Rajat Patidar-led side fulfilled the dream of every RCB fan, along with that of franchisee veteran Virat Kohli, when they lifted the trophy at the Narendra Modi Stadium. After being invited to bat first, RCB scored 194 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.